Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
And today's theme is something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. We're not talking about weddings. We're talking about changing the way we do things while clinging to comfortable things in our past. My next guest is changing the face of media in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. He's taken the idea of the local newspaper and he's updated it for the 21st century. In the process, he's creating a stronger local community in the areas that he serves. Peter Sklar admits to having a strong grasp of technology and a clear vision of its benefits. He's the publisher of Ed Hat, an online local magazine in Santa Barbara, and it's now opening up in Ventura and San Luis Obispo as well. He's also the president of CoolMaps.com, a mapping software company based in Santa Barbara. Peter considers himself a social entrepreneur, starting up four companies so far. Among his early successes, he built a successful online community for developers. Peter also built user interfaces, one of which he subsequently sold to a little company called Microsoft. Peter attended Cornell University, but probably got not too used to the cold weather up in Ithaca, New York, so he returned to the University of California at San Diego. He obtained his BA in economics there. Later, he got his master's in statistics from the University of California at Santa Barbara. He spent 5 years teaching statistics at Santa Barbara City College before being lured away to head up CoolMaps.com. Welcome to the show, Peter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, it is a real privilege to have you in studio. You don't come down to Ventura that often, so we're very glad to capitalize on the fact that you're in town. So help me to understand, Peter, the connection between being a mathematician and working in a software company. That's pretty straightforward. I get that, all right? But it's a bit more of a departure starting an online news magazine. In fact, I would call it a newspaper because I read it daily. What prompted you to start Ed Hat back in 2003, and how did you know you were going to be good at it?
Well, I didn't know I was going to be good at it. I started a company, our Cool Maps company is called Software Components, for a product called NetObjects Fusion. It's a web design tool that was pretty popular in the dot-com days. And what we did is we built this online community for the software product. And it was actually pretty cool. We had all this great energy and great excitement, and people would love the community more than they loved our components. And then when the company who we were writing components for, they had their IPO and were worth $1 billion, and a year later they went out of business. Basically, we had the Cool Maps Components Club could no longer, make any money. So I thought, hey, I could apply the same community elements that we did for this software product and apply it to a local community, and that would be a lot more valuable and fun. And I kind of stewed with that idea for 3 years, and then Ed Hat came up, and it's just been kind of a grab a tiger by the tail and don't let go ever since.
Well, it certainly has been that. And to your credit, let me just quote some of the statistics here. Santa Barbara, Goleta, Montecito, that whole area has a population of about 200,000 people, give or take. Ed Hat, on any given month, has about 1 million hits.
Well, a million two, maybe.
A million two. Excuse me. I don't want to short sell you there. So that means that every man, woman, and child in Santa Barbara County is probably hitting the website at least 6 times per month.
It's pretty much all people in Santa Barbara do is go to Ed Hat, pretty much.
That's what I want to hear. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Well, one of the things, Peter, it's just piqued my interest right from the get-go when I first subscribed to Ed Hat was, how'd you come up with a name?
Well, that's something that people in Santa Barbara have been trying to get out of me for 7 years now.
And we'll get the secret sauce out of you.
No, it is the secret sauce, and pretty much all I can say is that Ed has a big head. So that's all I can say.
That's Ed has a big head, and that's all you're going to say on that subject?
Yeah, and Ed's the boss, so he named the company, and I just do what he says. So.
Okay. All right. We'll have to live with that at least for now until we can wheedle it out of you. So, for those listeners who might not be familiar with Ed Hat, because you're just starting up down here in Ventura County, tell us or describe for our listeners what Ed Hat is.
Well, basically, it's a combination of everything that you want that's going on in the community. Our goal is to gather up as much news, information, fun, anything that's around, and put it on the website. So we find news links in local media websites. We publish press releases from the public agency, the fire, the sheriff, et cetera. And the most powerful thing we do is we get news and information from our subscribers. And they send in the stuff that's interesting to them. You know, it could be a picture of their cat. It could be a report that the house next door to them is on fire. It could be, you know, anything that's interesting to them. And if it's interesting to them, it's probably interesting to our readers as well. So all day long, we have pictures and comments and things are breaking news. And our goal is really is just a facilitator of putting all the information that's around Santa Barbara and putting it online and presenting it to the readers for them to click or not click or comment. The comments board is a very powerful part of EDAT. We get 300 or 400 comments every day on our stories, and that drives the story. So maybe the initial report is something very small, but our readers are able to expand upon the information and make it kind of complete the story and fill in the story or come up with a new story, for instance.
Well, this whole idea of citizen journalism, you're sort of taking it to the next level where people are helping you to report the news in the local community. So kind of expand on that, because I've read Ed Hat, and sometimes I'll gloss over an article that tells me how many potholes there are on De La Vina Street, because I could care less. How do you foresee that rolling out here in Ventura County?
Well, the problem, Ed Hat was a transition. When I first started out in 2003, really, it was kind of creating the alternative news. So our first 3-4 years, pretty much me and sometimes my wife and my kids, when I can get them to join me, would walk around Santa Barbara and count things. We counted the number of women wearing open-toed shoes, the number of palm trees on Cabrillo Boulevard. Every day we had a new fun fact about Santa Barbara that we counted. And it was really, the idea was that the media at that time was, this is 2003, they're focusing on the Michael Jackson trial and stuff like that. And really, I felt like the people in Santa Barbara really didn't care about that. You know, it was, and there's so many more interesting things about the things going on in their community that they could relate to their neighbors about, and kind of important things that maybe the media wasn't calling attention to, but things that could really help them enjoy life more and communicate more with the people who live around them. So we have all that. We did that for 3 or 4 years, and it was really fun. We had a very core group of subscribers who really loved what we did. But then something very interesting happened in Santa Barbara that time, as you remember. There was the news press. The news press
imploded.
Imploded, okay. The news press mess started. And it was people in Santa Barbara calling out for a new news source. And we had the audience, we had the software, we had the communication, sending the email out every day. So I decided at that time, let's start aggregating news and inviting citizen news to come in. And over time, the stories about the open-toed shoes have kind of, you know, gotten less interest, and the stories about, you know, the issues in Santa Barbara and people's cats and dogs have gotten more interest. So we've kind of gone away from our initial core thing, but they're still on the website, all those fun stories we wrote, and we still call attention to them because they relate to a lot of things that are going on now.
All right. Now, as you're rolling this out into Ventura County, the counting thing, that's going to get a little bit more difficult. For example, one of our great monuments here in Ventura County is two trees on top of the hills as you overlook. I can count that. That's two. So, you know, you're going to have to find new and exciting things to count down here if you're going to draw us into Ed Hat Ventura.
Yeah, I think you're right. Counting two trees is pretty easy. How many branches are on those trees?
Yeah. Now there you go. Here's an interesting phenomenon. That's on private property. So for you to actually go there, you're going to have to trespass and break the law. Would Ed Hat actually go so far as to break the law to break a story?
If it's an important story, for sure, yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. All right. In the Ed Hat scenario and bringing it here to Ventura County, up in Santa Barbara, you've got really four components. You've got the news. You've got the software that drives Ed Hat. You have your readers, of course, and you have your citizen reporters and your journalists that are involved. If you had to weigh those, would you weigh those out for me? You know, what's the most important to you? What's the least important? And of course, we didn't ask advertisers. Advertisers would be another.
Well, it's hard. The most important thing, we want to get the site to be as vibrant as it is in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. So, and that really is, there's really two key elements to that. One is people sending in things that are interesting to them. I mean, just it's amazing the things in Santa Barbara that get traction. You know, a funny sign, you know, and somebody, we got like almost 100 comments on a story because somebody had a sign that said, it wasn't slow. It was Slow Up MTD, the local
bus. Transit.
Yeah, the bus system. And that sign, somebody just took a picture of it, sent it in to us, and all of a sudden we have a good conversation going on. So the two things we need is we need people to just take pictures or send us little tidbits. They don't have to be journalists. And we don't ask people to write a who, what, where, and why story. We're just saying write it up, send a picture, maybe a sentence, maybe a paragraph, and send it in to us to start the conversation. Which brings up the second part of the story that we need people to participate in the conversation. There are other ways you can comment, you know, on the internet. You know, you can obviously go to rants and raves and stuff like that and read all that terrible, you know, hatred.
Yeah.
There are other websites that have comments, but we spend most of our time, we spend monitoring the comments. We look at every comment that's coming in and we delete it within seconds if it doesn't meet our criteria, which is basically that people have to be nice to each other and stick to the local issues.
All right.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. We're talking to Peter Sklar, everybody. He's the founder of Ed Hat up in Santa Barbara. Now he's moving it here into Ventura County. Peter, we're going to have to take a break here for just a couple of seconds, do some business. When we come back, I want to tease the audience a little bit. I want to talk about this whole thing of hyper-local news. Fritz Coleman was on our show a couple weeks ago, and he was the one who first brought it to our attention. So when we come back, we're going to delve into hyper-local news. We'll be back after these short messages.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Every day our show has a theme. Today's theme is something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And we're talking about things that tie in traditional ways of doing things with the new modern era. Our guest is Peter Sklar, who is the founder of Ed Hat up in Santa Barbara, who's now bringing Ed Hat here to Ventura County. Ed Hat, for those of you who don't know, is an online newspaper. I call it a newspaper. You could call it a magazine, reporting local news. Now, Peter, Fritz Coleman was a guest on our show a couple of weeks ago, and he brought this to my attention. He said that the future of reporting is called hyper-local news. In fact, Time Magazine recently ran an article on hyper-local news that must have been very gratifying for you to read, because Ed Hat is nothing but hyper-local news. So let's talk about that. I mean, what value does hyperlocal news bring to a community like Santa Barbara or Ventura?
Well, it's stuff that's relevant to people's lives more than other stuff. I mean, we think of news as something that my first model was: you go to the mailbox and there's your neighbors right next to them, and you talk about something, you know. And this is what Ed Hat's about. You don't talk about, you know, the water board usually. You don't talk about. Sometimes you talk about, you know, national politics, but mostly it's about things going on around town, and that's what hyperlocal news is, and that's what we try to present, and that's what the stuff that comes in from our citizens is, and it's when it works in Santa Barbara. That's what's so cool, and we hope that we can convince people in Santa Barbara to trust us, and that it will work here if they participate. There's no difference between our Ed Hat Santa Barbara site and our Ed Hat Ventura site functionally. What's different is participation. And if people come in and just hyperlocal news is what's interesting to you going on, you know, within a block of where you are right now, and that's where people live. So, and that's most interesting to them, I think.
All right. Now, if somebody is listening to the sound of our voice, they want to report some hyperlocal news. Let's say that there's a traffic accident right outside their window at the office, and they want to report it. How would they go on Ed Hat to do that?
Well, there's actually two ways. First of all, if you email ed@edhat.com. You can attach a picture, put in a sentence, a paragraph. That will be Ed actually doesn't actually get the mail, but he has people who do. And it will go up on our website. You will see it up within 20 minutes usually. There are, if you follow the news to our news page, you go to edhat.com, click in Ventura, click on Submit News. There's a form you can submit news as well. If you want to submit pictures, just email them. And, you know, if you can put them in a good size, fine. If you can't, don't. If you have your iPhone, send the picture to ed@edhat.com right from your iPhone, and we will take care of it. So we want to make it as easy as for people as possible. And you don't have to be a journalist. We'll fix your spelling, too, and stuff like that.
All right. So that's a call out to anybody who's seeing news right now, want to report a funny sign, want to report something serious. You just send it to ed@edhat.com, and that'll take care of it. Now, Ed Hat, we talked about this in the earlier segment, has more hits than just about anything else. You know, their website in Santa Barbara gets a million hits a month, actually 1.2 million, you corrected me. That is phenomenal. And yet you don't do any advertising saying that Ed Hat is out there. How did you get such great traction without doing any advertising?
Well, I think we've been doing it for since 2003 is one thing, and consistently doing it day in and day out. We send a newsletter out, and that's one thing people in Ventura should do is go to our website. There's a sign saying sign up for the newsletter. Give us your email. We promise you can ask all 8,000 people in Santa Barbara. We've never sent an email. We've never done anything bad with anyone's email. We will send you the daily Ed Hat newsletter every day, and all it is a bunch of links to news stories, citizen news stories, etc. There's usually some enjoyable, community-oriented write-up at the beginning of it. A nice picture of Ventura is in it every day, and you get that, and that's people in Santa Barbara actually wait for it, and they start their day with it. That you go up, and it's kind of a good way to get grounded on what's going on in the community. And the question was?
Well, the question was, how did you get such traction?
So basically, the newsletter's been very important because we've been communicating with people every day, and it's just word of mouth. People, we have been really diligent with respecting people's privacy, with being timely, with really, we have no political agenda. The really cool thing about Ed Hat is that I have no political agenda. I don't really care what the news is, who we're covering, you know, or any kind of story that's on my hot list. My job is to get everything out there for people so they can decide and they can see all the information and make their own decisions and feel the way they want to interpret the news they want to. So that's really important. That's one reason we've grown so well, is because there are certain publications in Santa Barbara that maybe have a perceived bias. And I've, if somebody can come up with the Ed Hat bias, I'd like them to tell me, because I don't know what it is. And so I think that's the third thing we've done.
Well, we're talking to Peter Sklar, everybody. He's the founder of Ed Hat up in Santa Barbara. He's bringing it down here to Ventura. And here's just a shameless plug, Peter. I get nothing out of plugging this at all, but I do subscribe to your daily, Ed Hat Ventura. I do start my morning with it. I look at the stories there. I've also submitted some stories to you, which you've been kind enough to run in Ed Hat Ventura. So I thank you for that. People who want to sign up again, they go to your site. How do they do that?
They go to the site. You can click on the Ventura link. In the upper right corner, it says subscribe for free.
And that's edhat.com is
yes.
The site. All right, good. Now, the thing that I'm always interested in is, where's the money? So among the keys to your success has really been more of your focus on the readers rather than the advertisers. And that turns the whole publishing paradigm on its ear. What is the key right now to Ed Hat's financial success, and how are you monetizing the magazine?
Well, we get more revenue from our subscribers than we do from advertisers right now. We have a voluntary subscription model. It's my view that as the web has come around, that things are getting more segmented. And what's happened is there's value has to be associated with the person receiving the value. The advertising model still works, but now the problem you're paying the advertisers are supporting readers and joining the site. That's kind of that paradigm might be slipping a little bit in my mind. So what we're saying, the subscribers are getting the value. They're loving the site. They're enjoying it. They're going to it. You know, some people spend their whole day on their site, to be honest with you. We're trying to find ways for them to finance it. And the problem is the web's free, so you can't have paid subscription. So we have a voluntary subscription. We have 650 people who voluntarily subscribe to Ed Hat right now. We still do have advertising, and it works in some situations if the person's got a good advertising sense, you know. Mm-hmm. But we're really trying to find more and more ways to have our subscribers support us.
Well, for those people that are listening to the sound of your voice and they're interested in this, they want to subscribe, what is the subscription fee? Because it's nominal.
The paid subscription is $1 a week.
$1 a week. So
yeah.
$52 a year,
yeah.
You're subscribed to it.
And we even have a way if they think that's too much and they're willing to click on the button that says it's too much, it's only $13 for 26 weeks.
13 for 26 weeks. Wow. So $26 a year total.
All right.
All right, there's nothing else you want to say on that. That's fine. And one of the other unique things about Ed Hat is it's a feature that you call the What's Up feature. Now, if you've not seen Ed Hat, go to their site, edhat.com, but they've got something that's called the What's Up method of reporting. Describe for our listeners what that is.
Since we've started Ed Hat, there's been four pretty major fires in Santa Barbara. And I remember once I was sitting at a restaurant and my associate called me and said, there's a fire. And I said, right on the website, there's a fire. And basically, 3,000 comments later, you know, we had the fire. We didn't write anything. We help facilitate the conversation. We post press releases. We post maps. But most of the way people in Santa Barbara were finding out about the fire was going on to Ed Hat, and they were reporting in the fires in my backyard. I talked to a firefighter. I saw this on the TV. I heard this on the radio. And basically, by the threat of comments, became the news story itself. So we didn't do any reporting, and one person did the reporting. But each individual piece of the pie added up to a whole complete story. And not to brag, but we were by far the best, most up-to-date news source for the fire. And not only did we give people news, but there was delivered in a very compassionate community, member of the community, neighbor-to-neighbor type way.
And as national and regional media was covering those four fires that you had in Santa Barbara, did they tap into Ed's source to get their information that you know of?
I'm not sure. A lot of people tap into our news source and don't tell us.
Okay, fair enough.
That's one thing. I think a lot of people in the media actually go to Ed Hat to look to see what's happening, and then they write stories about the things that we're covering with our citizen media. I mean, I think a lot of that, we've seen a lot of evidence of that happening.
Interesting. Now, the fires are one story that you guys covered well. The thing that really struck me was the most remarkable story was reporting of what happened at a local high school when it was locked down because of reports of a gun on campus. Explain a little bit about what went on there and how citizen journalism came into play.
Well, the San Marcos High School was locked down because it turned out somebody pointed a Gatorade bottle at somebody. But at the time, we didn't know that. And all the kids were locked in their classrooms and nothing to do. And they were actually texting Ed Hat or their parents, who were then posting on Ed Hat what was going on. So we had this from the inside the classroom texting that was going on at Ed Hat. And people, all the parents in San Marcos who were concerned because their kids were locked up and weren't texting them. We gave them a lot of good information it really helped relieve their mind that nothing was bad yet and nothing did go wrong, luckily.
And as things turned out, luckily nothing did go wrong, so that's good. Now, you've won some awards for journalism and innovativeness and so forth. Tell us about those.
Well, first of all, we're very proud that in Santa Barbara, our top competing website is the Independent website, but their website has voted us the best website in town for 3 years in a row. We were called the second number two place blogger in the country by placeblogger.com. Our awards are one thing. It's really walking around town every day. You know, when people find out, they say, oh, Peter, you're Ed Hat? They say, I love Ed Hat. And that's the more important to me than the journalistic rewards. It's really the appreciation in Santa Barbara from our community members.
We're talking to Peter Sklar, everybody. We're running out of time, Peter, but one of the things I wanted to hit on before we leave is this whole idea of editorial bias or editorial point of view. You know, you take all the news, user-generated news, traditional news, you make no judgments. Isn't it the role of the media to filter the news and to give it a certain point of view? What's your stance on that?
Well, I come from a statistical background. Remember, my viewpoint is that the media is just to provide the most information possible. You have to cite the source. It's very important. People need to know where the news is coming from because everything's biased being sent out to them. But really, if you give people the information and tell them where it's from, I think they can make good decisions.
Okay, great. Now, you've got something here that you wanted to talk about as well. Let's see, Ed Hat Ventura Block Party today from 3 to 8. They're having a fun contest sponsored by Rocket Fizz Candy Company. Yeah. That's at the corner of Oak and Santa Clara.
We'll be at the Block Party, the downtown Block Party in Ventura today.
So it's going to be throughout the entire block. You got a booth there?
Yeah, we have a booth at the Block Party. I'll be there, and somebody else will be there. So come by and say hi, and we'll... and meet me and realize you can trust me.
All right. That's great. We're talking to Peter Sklar, everybody. If people do want to know a little bit more about Ed Hatt, where would you send them?
EdHatt.com. And email ed@edhatt.com. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
That's wonderful. Peter, thanks so much for being our guest. Thank you for coming all the way down here to Ventura to join us in studio. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And if you missed part or all of this interview, you'll find my interviews archived up on brainstorminonline.com. That's brainstormin, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. There you'll find the recording of the interview, plus you'll find my notes of what we talked about as well. So it gives you a peek behind the curtain. You're listening to KKZZ AM 1400. It's Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. We are broadcasting positive news throughout the entire day. Coming up next is Living Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. And that brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Join us every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming over the internet. Go out and make it a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.